God says, God says happy birthday too, folks. God says to us, I want you to understand something. I love you. I care for you. Now, I want you to look at the past year. And I want you to think about the year to come. That's what we do when we take inventory. We look as to, at the end of the year, we take inventory if we're in business of whatever the product is we're in business with. We find out how much we have, how much we sow. God said, I want you to look at your own life. And I'm going to ask you two questions. These are very important questions for us as individuals, as Christians. Those questions happen to be, did you and will you? Did you and will you? I'm closing out the old, bringing in the new. That's what we do every year. And God says, pay attention to the questions. Did you in 2017 listen to God? Did you listen to God? And the second question is, will you in 2018 listen to God? Look back and notice in your life at the times you know you received warning, the times you know you received His touch, did you listen to Him? How many of us step in the sinkholes of life, the ditches of life, because we didn't listen? God said, did you? I want you to look at it, and I want you to forget it. Do you know that God says that every one of our sins are put as far as the east is from the west when it comes to Him? God said, when I forgave you, I forgave you. There's quite a controversy in denominations as to, yes, but He forgave me then, but if I sin again and do not repent, then I cannot receive that salvation again. Well, you cannot receive the salvation again. That is correct. He did it right first time. Do you really believe that when Jesus saved you, He didn't know what you were going to do later? Do we really believe that His blood means no more than that? That our foolishness can control our destiny? In Christ, I am born again. To the blood of Christ, the debt had been paid. To the love of Christ, I am held on to. To the peace of Christ, it's that voice that keeps saying, why are you thinking about this? I'm not. God says, I tempt no man to sin. So therefore, any temptation that comes to sin is not of God. Therefore, if it's not of God, it's not good. God throws it out. Why are you keeping it? Leave it alone. Did you in 2017 listen to God? How do we do that? Well, a great way is to read His Word. Read God's Word. He gave us a book. It's called the Bible. It's His holy Word. It's not only His Word, it's His breath. It is who He is. And He said, I will breathe into you. Going to learn a lot about that in the coming year. He said, and I am going to give to you life. Life like you cannot imagine. Did you listen to me? Will you listen to me in 2018? 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself an approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if I'm not going to be ashamed, what did He say I need to do to keep the shame from hitting me? Divide the word of truth. His word. I don't care what you write. I don't care what I write. Remember when you're doing the resumes for jobs? You really make yourself look pretty good. And when you're getting recommendations for folks, you go to the people that's going to make you look good. Don't go to somebody that you know Yeah, I'll tell them the truth about you. Well, never mind. I think I can do without that. Just like the portrait. They will take our portraits, our pictures. If we don't like the way they look, we tell them to fix them. Every blemish is gone, and we're looking good. You can lose all the weight you want. There are apps for everything. They even make us look good. But do you know something? Your looks will never be able to help you on the inside. I want the feeling of good. I want the hope of good. I want the truth of love, not just words. I want God's word so I can rightly divide it, rightly interpret. That's of God. Therefore, when I get out in the world and they say, well, this is the way life is, I can stand and say, no, it isn't. I read the book. Well, I don't believe in the Bible. I do. I'm sorry that you don't. But I do. And the Bible happens to be the Word of God. For me, it is my guideline for life. For me, it is my truth for life. For me, it comes from the salvation source himself to me so he could make it personal to me. So I will not turn my back on his word. He never turned his back on me. Did I, in 2017, turn my back on God by refusing to look at his word? Did I in 2017 decide that I could figure out a better way about going through this life? You didn't know that's sin. And if you belong to the Lord, that's sin. And you lose blessings all along the way. You can never lose your salvation once you've said yes to Jesus Christ. I stand upon the authority of God's promise on that. I don't care what all these other people say. You can't, but you can sure lose the joy. You can sure lose a lot of friends. You can sure cause a lot of hurt and disappointment. You can sure do a lot of breaking. Did you read his word in this past year? Did you listen to God? Okay, will you in the year to come? Next, I want us to look at, did you look to God? Did you look to God in 2017? Will you look to God in 2018? Looking to God. You do that through prayer. I mean, I'm looking at the Lord and I'm praying. Bowing to God and I'm praying. I will humble my heart to God and I will pray. I will pray on my knees. I will pray when I'm sitting. I will pray when I'm standing. That's the God that we serve, folks. And God said, look to me in prayer. Why does he say that? Well, the secular world says, because your God is a megalomaniac. He wants all the praise. And he tells you that he has all the power. And I'm here to tell you, that's true. He has all the power. He deserves all the praise. And I'm going to praise him. Now, you want to call me crazy? Whew, that feels good. Listen to that crazy Christian. Oh, isn't that a blessing? Somebody in the world accuses you of being a Christian. And they've got evidence. You're praying. I saw him praying. Daniel knows that story. I saw him praying. What an honor. What an honor that I'm accused of praying and preaching and teaching. There's something wrong with that preacher. Yes, there is. But you don't know what it is. The world doesn't know what it is. God does. And he said, I fixed you. See, I'm going to heaven clean conscious. Because it ain't coming. I got news for you, folks. You know all that smarts you got in your brain? Brain ain't coming either. You'll learn a lot about that in a year to come. But what we need to look at is this. Why? Why does God truly ask us to pray? Now, I want you to look at this. Remember, they're in the garden. We're getting ready to celebrate the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper. It's the night they're in the garden. They're coming after Jesus. Jesus comes back two to three times, and his disciples are sleeping. I have a feeling, Brother Randy, they caught a couple of winks in between, too. But listen to this. The Gospel of Luke 22, verse 46. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray." Okay, now they said this Jesus is a selfish God. And he's telling them, "You get up and you pray for me." No, he's not. Let's finish the sentence. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Your prayers to God, glorifying God, are to benefit you. Get up and pray so you will be blessed, so you can escape temptation. How many times you pray, any of us, something tempting comes our way? It's not always peanut butter fudge. Something tempting comes our way. Do you pray, "God, lead me not into temptation"? Or do we pray, "Lord, lead me just a little way into temptation. I'll talk to you about the rest after the temptation"? That's called a human existence. That's called humanity. That's called the world. That's called the facts of life. Do you know God loves us through all of it? You realize that? Look to God in prayer. But remember, when you're looking to God in prayer, he said to do it for your sake, for my sake. Do you really think that God needed my prayer for him to be protected? He is protection. He said, "Everything I tell you to do, I'm doing it for you." Parents, don't you tell that to your kids. "I did it for your own good." Many of them still don't believe it. "I did it so you would not go astray. I did it because I love you." Love will take a big whipping. You can beat me because of my love. You can push me down because I love. But you can never stop me from loving or caring. I love my congregation. I love the children of this congregation. I love those who hate me. Breaks my heart to see them hurt. There's something about love that I don't understand. And one of the biggest is, why do people love me? Do you ever feel like you don't really love yourself sometimes? Do you ever feel like you're not very lovable? Well, you getting ready for the biggest hug of your life when Almighty God reaches down and grabs your spirit and gives you a tight hug and a squeeze. And I can never forget it, and I'll have to tell it this way, Brother Randy. And he says, "I got you." He's got me because he loves me. Love reaches far beyond all else. What are the greatest? Faith, hope, and love. And all those three? Love. Love's the only part that's going to survive throughout eternity. Said, "I love you. I love you so much, I want you to love one another." Whole nations have fallen because they turned from God's love. This nation, the United States of America, will fall if we continue to turn from God's love. The opposite of God's love is God's wrath. I don't even want to be around it. I don't even like reading about it. Just in reading, it just makes my whole body cringe. That's why I'm about salvation. Leading people to Christ. Not tricking them. Not tricking them to come in, waiting for someone to trick them to go out. Do you know what the greatest witness you could give and the greatest glory you can give to God in 2018 is? You'll be hearing me say this every Sunday. You invite someone to Vine Grove Baptist Church. You, members, you know people out there that don't go to church. Invite them. No, you can't make them, but you can sure invite them in. Because time is short. Misery is long. Pain continues. of all the pain I've had in life, physical pain and all of that, the headaches to where I couldn't even open my eyes, to all that pain, the greatest pain I've ever had is the pain in my heart, the pain that breaks to the depth of who I am. Will you pray? 2018, will you invite 2018? And the last is, did you live for God in 2017? Will you live for God in 2018? How do I live for God? Do what Jesus did. What does he say? Look to me. Follow me. Do as I have asked you to do. Do my work. James says, those who say they have faith without works, that faith is dead. It's not real. Meaning, if I tell you that I have faith, I'm going to heaven, and then tomorrow I tell you I think I might be going to hell, you don't want to listen to me anymore because it's obvious I don't know the way to heaven. I keep losing it. Well, you see, I did not design the way to heaven. I did not map the way to heaven. God did, so I can't be lost. I'm on his guideline. I'm on his road. And I'm saved by his blood. And I'm directed by his spirit. You're going to see me there. Guaranteed. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Listen to it. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them. You see, I'm to live for Jesus. I'm not to do what you tell me to do. You tell me I don't want you preaching that particular type of message, I'm going to preach what God gives me to preach. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think about me. But I do care what God says, and I do care what God thinks. And he says, I want you to no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so will I be. As Jesus promised to me, you shall never die. I will never die. The body will be gone. Not me. For eternity. The soma, or the body. The outer casing. You'll hear a lot about that in the coming year. Because we're talking about spiritual awakening 2018. Come alive. Make it personal. Come alive. Well, that sounds sort of odd. Come alive. Do you not know people that are dead on the inside? Do you not have friends or family that can tell you how horrible they feel on the inside? I'm broken. I don't feel anything. Oh, I hurt for those folks. I've been there. It's a lonely valley. No one but Jesus can travel it with you. You can cry all you wish, but the tears will not bring about victory. But the hand that reaches beneath you and says, be still, I got you, I will have throughout eternity. Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, this is Jesus speaking, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Now, my command from my God is to go tell everybody the good news. I don't even have to give them the bad news. Well, the bad news is you're going to go to hell if you don't accept Jesus. I got to tell them, here's the good news. Because when they accept the good news, they don't have to worry about the bad news. It ain't gonna happen to them. Go into all the world, Larry. You tell them. You tell them that I love them. You tell them that I came to feel their pain. You tell them that I walked with them. I feel their pain. I took their pain. I paid for their sins. I took their cross. I took the separation from my Father so they would never have to. You tell them the good news. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You tell them. There ain't no better news than that. That's the best news that can ever be told. And it just don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name and thank you for such good news, for such tremendous love that only you can give us. Father, help us now that in the new year to come, that we will truly lift you up. We'll be about your business. We'll be about your direction. We'll be about your word, your truth, your love, your salvation. Give us that wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.